America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's somewhat amazing to me, having been able to watch and watching the Commanders preseason game for a minute, and then watching the back-to-back world champion Chiefs and the Detroit Lions, who are as hot as a firecracker. And they have the league's top offensive line. And it's amazing how a couple of years ago, they were Hard Knocks. They were a joke. And they were mocked. And the coach was mocked because he sounded, you know, cheesy. And what did they fix first? O-line. They also have a quarterback that was the first player taken in the draft. Let's not kid ourselves. It matters. And what they're working on is their secondary, but not their offensive line. You won't believe it, but top five offensive lines projected for this year now: Detroit, Philadelphia, Indy, which may surprise you, Cleveland, and the New York football Jets. Obviously, projection with two new tackles and a return of an injured center. Well, speaking of projections, a team that you can always count on not to have a losing record is the once proud Pittsburgh Steelers. And we have found Big Tony, and he joins us now. Hey, man, we're not going to bring any panic to you or your family, but we had a ton of callers that were just concerned.
What's going on, dog father?
Hey, man, we were just worried. People were worried. It's not like us not to hear from you. And let's face it, your team is mediocre so far in the preseason, and we were just concerned.
Okay, well, first of all, you got my hunting, one of the dudes that I hunt at his spot just texted me and said, for now on, he's calling me 8-8. So now me and you got a problem. You got my man's calling me 8-8, but that's okay, 4-13. Because, you know, only thing I know is Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay. We used to laugh at them. We used to joan on them. But guess what? They out of the doghouse. We can throw the Commanders and Captain Tutty. We can throw them in there because we used to joan on y'all. We're going to continue to joan on y'all because every year y'all say your defense is going to be this, that, and the other. And every year with them 18 first-round picks from Alabama, y'all don't do a damn thing. And I see your secondary still sorry. And you're lucky Hill and all them didn't play because you'd have got smoked. You're lucky the boy dropped a wide-open bomb in the thing because you'd have got smoked again. Now, Doc, somebody called in here yesterday talking about how sorry your line was. I didn't think your line was that sorry. I just know your quarterback wouldn't throw the ball. Like my man Kenny Pickett would not throw the ball. We were scoring 15 points a game. He goes out. Mason Rudolph comes in. We scoring 30 points a game. Ain't nobody getting sacked. So with your man being able to run around, yeah, he might get in trouble a little bit, but he can run around and get out of it, a la Justin Fields last night. Because old boy, Sierra was getting sacked like a mug. Now, granted, our line was all busted up and rearranged, but that's all right. But Fields didn't get the same thing. Kyle Allen didn't get the same thing. But I ain't going nowhere, and all y'all looking for me, you just wait, Doc. You just remember that date. when you talking about coming down and invading, you remember that date when we come down there? How many people y'all hold? About 60? We're going to have 30 of them.
Hey, man, we're just glad you're okay. I mean, we hadn't heard from you. You guys got it. You have to admit, you've not looked that good so far. So we were just...
What they call it, a preseason?
Yes, preseason.
Okay. No, man on man, if you're getting your butt whipped, you're getting your butt whipped. But as far as scheme and all that, I ain't going by that. Only thing I do know is my defense is still locked down. I can tell you that much right now. All right? They didn't play the first game against Houston. They played the second game yesterday. All right? But besides all that, it's hunting season coming up. Hey, man, I'm waiting for us to come down there. Oh, and we got Dallas coming up real quick, too. We got Dallas, I think, in the first month. So we're going to have a good old time. You're going to go 0-4 against the AFC North. Y'all going to be 4-13, and you're going to be having another good pick. You have a good Sunday, my man. I'm heading to Bass Pro Shop to get me some gear.
All right. We're just glad that you're okay. Max, don't you feel better now?
I feel much better. Yeah. No, yeah, my mind is at ease knowing that Big Tony's okay.
Yeah, I was really worried. I mean, it's like guys fumbling the ball. The guy gets hurt going to the bathroom at night at quarterback, and it's just un-Steeler-like developments that come up. And now, what's this that Charlie wants to give a history lesson?
He sure does.
Well, let's go for it if we got time. Yeah,
of course.
Charlie.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I'm Charlie. I'm 90 years old, so I have a little bit more history than some people.
Yes, indeed.
And I had a few things you might share. I played in the late 40s and 50s. Played with a leather helmet, no water on the field. We did 3-a-days till school started. So, I mean, I share some of your pain when you talk about training camp. Anyway.
My goodness.
I was at a football game when I was 3 years old. My father was filming the game for his school. And Duke played Pittsburgh in the snow and rain. And a gentleman named Eric Tipton kicked the ball out of bounds inside the 10 8 times and 10 more times inside the 20. Nobody does that anymore. And I'm a little curious about where you are. You think why? I mean, I know the punters kick the ball really high and other receivers get down. But it seems to me if you got the ball in the 50 or 45, and you can pin the other team inside the 7 or 8, it'd be worth doing. And I know they have the skill to do it. You have a thought?
Well, that's a good question, but there's so many rule changes now with the kicking that it's got me baffled. They're trying to – once they want to kill returns, now they realize how exciting it is. We've been lucky because we've had such great returners, but most people don't. And so it's boring. And again, I got to wait till the regular season because I think a lot of good teams are hiding what they want to do once the season starts. So I'm just as confused as you are. And you definitely have the most experience anybody I've heard from.
Would you agree that most punters today could kick the ball out inside the 10 90% of the time?
I think that they're the most talented group of kickers we've ever had. Yeah. These guys, man, are magnificent with what they're able to do, if allowed to do it.
A couple of little notes you could talk about some other time if you wish. I played all my football games in Durham Athletic Park, as you know, Bull Durham Park. Mm-hmm. We were undefeated 2 years in the late 40s and 50s, played in the Orange Bowl in Florida. The only living member of my team now was the ACC Commissioner of Referees for quite a while, who you might know. Did you ever know Tommy Hunt?
Yeah, I met him.
He's still living, still got a lot of stories to tell. I also represented the Redskins when locating them in Prince George's County. So... and I was at the opening for Cameron Indoor Stadium and the Rose Bowl in Durham. So sometimes if you have some other subjects, I don't want to hold you up. I know other people want to get on.
Well, Charlie, you're a resource, man. And we put a flag on this, Max, because we're honored right now. We just got a bit of history.
Well, I had a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate that. I know Max can turn this into a couple of bumpers. This is good stuff.
Okay, well,
thank
you,
Charlie.
If you want to talk about old times, you can give me a ring.
Well, you know, these young folks, Charlie, they're trying to run us all out of here now. Because if it's not, if it ain't math related, they're not so concerned about competition. It's all about getting paid. And I ain't mad at them. I understand. I get it. But again, this is not so much about the participants as it is the non-participants. Everybody's got a hand in this pot.
You want to share one more little tough guy story?
Yes, sir.
Our assistant coach, we didn't have any, we're two coaches, but the assistant coach won the Blockett Trophy for the old Southern Conference a couple of years. He was a tough guy. And his whole approach to the start of a game was our job was to hit the guy in front of you as hard as you could. He didn't care where the play went. He didn't care who tackled who. He wanted to get their attention. The guy next to me always got their attention by driving in, sinking his teeth somewhere. And when I heard the guy scream, I knew Freddie had made contact. But I don't think they let you do that anymore.
No, I think biting has been outlawed. Charlie, I appreciate that. Max, I hope you're recording all this.
Of course.
This is good stuff. That is awesome, man. Charlie dropping it off. And where else can you get this at, man? Seriously. It is 12:08 in the nation's capital. And Charlie, 90 years old, just dropped on us a tidbit about biting the opponents to the point to where they're screaming. And then where he knew that they had an advantage. And about 3-a-days. Did you hear what he mentioned? 3-a-days.
3-a-days is crazy.
3-a-days.
Could not imagine. 2-a-days
when football started.
2-a-days were terrible enough in high school.
No, that is how barbaric it was. I mean, I know even when I talk about 2-a-days, how uncomfortable people get now.
Oh, yeah.
They can't believe it. What are you talking about? And they expect to go out in shells. And walkthroughs, you know, I mean, I look at that and going, it's never going back, ever. And the game is better off in terms of if people get to the 70s and 80s, the guys now, I mean, their bodies, they look like World War II vets. Because that those constant collisions and God knows what happens to your kidneys and with the salt pill tablets. We got listeners right now that are in their 70s that had salt. They gave you salt tablets and then no water. How smart was that? And these are people that were trusted in the medical profession. And not to forget, I mean, just, man, the child abuse. The things that if you were playing Pop Warner football in the 60s, the things that were said to you by the adults, that's inhumane. Anybody out there listening right now that had to do that snake drill, it felt like they had you do it for a mile. There are people listening right now that had to do bull in the ring. They had no business even playing the sport. Let alone being victimized by people before they put the height and weight requirements in it. People that were laying on your back having a whistle blow and then being forced to get up and run as hard as you could at a person running right at you that might have been bigger than you and getting crushed or crushing someone else to test your manhood and you were 9 or 10. Yeah, you think I'm kidding. It happened. And it happened to a lot of you that are listening right now. You know it happened. So we're capable of doing some really ignorant things as adults. So we have to always be monitored and check yourself. Just because you're in charge doesn't mean you know what you're doing. And that has to be checked by a community. Because there's a lot of prestige that goes along when we call you coach. I don't take that lightly. you have responsibility, and a lot of you have done a magnificent job. That's why I always talk about it. Because you are underpaid, undervalued, but your contribution goes on forever. You cut that light on in some young man or some young woman, some young boy or some young girl's life. I've had in years looking at the accomplishments, and all I could think about was some coach who's underpaid and undervalued was out on a track, in a gym, in a wrestling room, somewhere, encouraging a person to do it one more time, to follow through. And they did it, and they bought into it. And they could have been out with a bottle in their hand, hitting some herb, could have been doing all kind of things, but they weren't. It's like we do our teachers in the school system. The people who give the most aren't always appreciated for it. We're a bunch of numbskulls when it comes to value systems. We really, really need to be coached up. But the Little League World Series that's going on right now, that affects a lot of us. Because it's the one thing that a lot of us listening right now has set as a goal, because we play Little League. And that was something that unites a lot of us, that we were part of that. So sport, it has a place. It's just more than PE. It was coming together, dealing with people that didn't look like you, didn't talk like you, weren't from your same place. It matters. It matters. And it's just more than just games. It's a way of life. It's lifestyle. And competing for a common goal, that is a difference maker. And people that won't stand for mediocrity, that won't be comfortable in last place, that's what we are all about. That's why sports radio resonates. Yeah, it's also a good place to build your fantasy teams, which is healthy. Where would we be without fantasy and without wagering in a market with a rotten product? We might have lost the team, but we didn't, because there's interest. That's the genius of all these auxiliary things that have come out of the game. They're good. They're great. I love it. I ain't mad at it at all. I actually wish I had the energy and the time to participate in it. So grab on to whatever you grab on to, because it's all good. What we're interested in, what I'm interested in, is that we win again. And in order to do that, pretty clear to me what the path is. O-line. Me. This young man is running with purpose. Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler, they're different. Yeah, they're different.
I mean, it's that thing that B. Mitch said. It's just, it's running, put your head down, put your shoulder down, run through the person, and they will be scared of you the next time you come around.
Well, I mean, and that's whether or not you had B. Mitch's helmet or not.
I suppose,
but,
yeah.
But Brian is right. Brian, what did I tell you? But Brian is certifiably insane. And it looks like Eckler and B. Rob, they have that same sickness. Well, look at his eyes. When they interview him, he ain't with you. He's in a different space. You cannot convince me that Brian Robinson Jr. thought he was in a preseason game yesterday. That did not look like preseason to me. The real thing. Because they don't play preseason game. It don't matter where they're at. When they put that uniform on, it's full flame. It's all on. You got to take them out of drills, because they don't have but one speed. That's game. You ain't never got to tell them to crank it up. What the hell are you talking about, crank it up? What? Can you imagine you two young to see Mike Nelms? My boy Nelmsy? Complete lunatic. That's what I'm telling you. He did things for fun in practice, like run through your starting player receiver and blow him up full speed in practice. That was fun to him. Because he's insane. So this is what I'm talking about. Brian Robinson Jr. If there was a stock right now, buy it. Buy it. Eckler, well, you already knew. If you didn't know, you just weren't paying attention. If somebody has to tell you how good Eckler is, then you're just not a fan. You have not been paying attention. I guarantee you who knows about Eckler? All the fantasy crew. They know about him. You know why? Because he's highly productive. But what you may not know about him, because he got all the numbers, what I love about him is that he's a savage. He's another one of them guys. Sick. Y'all can keep all the normal people. You know, have them come up and speak at your school and all that. They good for that. My crew, usually not good in public. Because they're not built for that. They're not built for that. And what I'm telling you about, now my boy Rodriguez is not, it ain't worked out for him yet, but I'm taking him, I'm banking on him. And them young puppies they putting in at running back right now, everybody comes in there, runs a certain way. And I kept thinking, you know what? It really shouldn't surprise you because that's, once again, carryover from your what staff. And you know who's coaching the staff, the running backs, right? You are. I already know. But Max, it's important that the public knows.
It is important that they know Anthony Lynn is our running back coach.
I call Anthony Lynn an animal trainer. This boy, he's a savage. Let me tell you something. He got a raw deal. But you know he's the head coach. You know that, right? How much talent is on his staff that have been head coaches? He's an alpha. And he's coaching a position right now. I need a break. Let me take a break and slow down. Because, see, I'm actually a week ahead of schedule. I'm going to peak too soon. I don't want to peak too soon. It's Tampa I'm getting geared up for. But I just want any of you to, I don't want you to do a big Tony. Don't retreat. Hold your ground. This is going to work out. We'll be right back.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me make that 12. 27. DLC and Max. Max, you a Little League World Series guy?
Yeah, I am. It's been a minute since I've like actually tapped in, but when I was a kid, I was always locked in the Little League World Series. It was cool seeing just kids my age on ESPN.
Yeah, it's cool. I like the way MLB has worked around it, and we following it. It's cool, especially if you lived it. On X last night, I didn't follow it. I'm in a way I can't do it until it starts. It's real football the whole way. But I stated that solid professional effort to start, and I thought it was. Mistakes will be corrected. That's why we're doing this now. And there should be no lack of effort, and it wasn't. I mean, I'm looking for hustle. What are my expectations? I want to see our kicking game. Got to improve upon that because you want to be as close to perfect as you can. Got something to work on there. And blocking and tackling. It's the one thing that we have got to improve upon. And that's, everybody knows. O-line, D-line, we got pressure the quarterback better, and we have to protect ours. And then I get JJ on X. Jason says, going to be a long year, Doc. But that doesn't tell me whether you think it's going to be it's going to be a long year, good or bad. But yeah, you're right. Mike says this year is going to be about coaching and the QB. Well, yeah, you're right. It usually is. And then Hernandez says, I like the road that we're traveling together. And that won me over. Because we are traveling this road together, and that's important. And it's going to be a rocky road until we make it different. That's just the way it is. So what you're saying to me, Max, is we can take one more before break. You want to get to the break before?
Yeah, let's pay some bills.
All right, let's pay some bills. Max, you can tell who's in charge of this operation. Go for it, Max. And we are back here on the home stretch of overtime, getting ready to turn it over, and hopefully we can get a curly W, man. I'm in desperate need of that adrenaline push to start the alien in Lorton. Welcome to overtime.
Hey, Doc.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, talk to me.
You know, I'm I go back to Norm Snead. Okay, I'm 75 now.
Wow.
And so I've been an old Redskins fan for a lot of years. When my first K-9 running back was old number 43.
Larry
I don't know
Brown.
If you ever saw him run that ball in film footage,
it.
But
yeah.
True dog. Mm-hmm. The reason I've called, I think you mentioned Zion Williams a couple of times.
Yep.
Now, were you talking about the old Zion or the new one? Because I've seen footage of him down at Spartanburg. He is lean, man. If you look at online and look at those new photos, you wouldn't recognize it. So I just wanted to put that information.
I have to check that out. Okay, I have not seen that. I'll have to check that out. You mean Zion is lean?
Lean. I don't know if he's mean yet.
I
don't know if he can carry skinny as a basketball player.
I can corroborate Alan's reports. He's looking quite thin, and he's looking very muscly. It
really?
Might be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, he much better willpower than our Zion, then.
The league may be in trouble. Put it that way.
All right, good deal. Hey, Alan, that's awesome, man.
Okay,
thank you,
man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate that. You see, man, this is what K-9, they get a bone, they return it. That's awesome help, man, from the community. Connecticut is our next stop. Tim, welcome to overtime.
Thank you, Rick. I wanted to know your opinion, if you have any, of Michael Wiley, the running back, free UDFA. I thought he's been okay and worthy of consideration for that third running back spot. because I haven't seen as much from Rodriguez or the other vet they have.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the open. I think you're right. I have such respect for their coach, and it's going to be hard to evaluate just on these games. So I'm going to have to trust what happens in practice, their ability to pick up pass protection, which is probably not discussed enough, the role of a running back. If you listen to anything when B. Mitch is on with J.P. Finley, and he talks about the responsibility of the running back in pass protection and how his value was enhanced chipping on pass rushers and how we failed to do that in this last group in helping our offensive linemen. Although Brian played with maybe three of the best left tackles in the history of the game, he still was instrumental in pass protection and helping guys by tearing up somebody's left leg or right leg, chipping on them and being a threat. So you make a good point. Backs are one of the easiest positions to make on a team because you got that ball in your hands, you can instantly impress. And if you can catch and run and block, you are hard to take off a football team when you add in your contribution on special teams. So you make a great point. We'll keep abreast of that. That'll make us pay more attention to it. Tim, thank you for that. Kurt on Ashburn, welcome to overtime.
Thanks, Doc. I've talked to you many times in the past. And you know what? Every time I meant to mention something to you and I forgot, and I feel remiss. My parents lived in Sterling when you had the scoreboard. So went over there many times, and they always told me how gracious you were. My dad's a World War II veteran, and you couldn't have been more gracious, and I really appreciate it.
So I thank them, man. We had a ball at the scoreboard, man. It was great times. Team was good. The spirit, we got to bask in the spirit that was started with the earlier 72 George Allen teams. And Burgundy and Gold Pride was, man, it was thick as tripe. It was really, really special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe me, I remember those days because we had just moved here from Detroit in 63. I was a Lions fan, and my dad was a Lions fan until he saw Bobby Mitchell.
Yeah.
I'm a Redskin fan now.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I know what that was like.
Yeah, I bet you do. And unfortunately, you know, Bobby wasn't treated as well as he should have with so many jerks around. But anyway, I just want to show my appreciation for the way you treated my senior parents when they came over to visit you. Now, let me say, we're talking about Big Tony. I'm through and through, went to the first Cats game ever played here in 100 cents. And as a matter of fact, in the 70s, when there was no ice, the Cats used to come out and play pickup with us at Tyson's Ice Rink. That was cool. But anyway, like it or not, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Pittsburgh Penguins are two of the classiest franchises in all sports.
Agreed.
I always expect them to be in the playoffs, and I always expect them to do the right thing. A lot of it go back to Art Rooney, who is a saint among owners.
Yep.
You know? And, you know, let's keep things simple, all right? Because the Steelers really are a classy organization. And when the Caps won the Stanley Cup, the Penguins took out a whole full page out in the post congratulating them. So, you know, let's give credit where it's due.
Yeah, no, it's a classy rivalry. Yeah, don't let Big Tony frighten you. He's harmless.
No, he doesn't frighten me. You know, hey, I went to firefighting school in the Navy after that. Nothing fire pissed me off.
All right, Kurt. Hey, we appreciate the phone call, man. Good memories about you, old man, out in Herndon at the scoreboard. Man, we had a blast, man. Shout out to Gus Anthony, who was at the Paul Mall when I met Gus, and that is really an old school spot for the Burgundy and Gold. Those of you that have been there, you know exactly what I am talking about. Millie in Atlanta?
I'm not from Atlanta. I'm from the D.C.
Well, but you're in Atlanta.
Hello?
Yeah, you got a. You sound like you was underwater for a minute. Are you good?
Nah, I was saying not from Atlanta, from Lanham. Lanham.
Oh, Lanham. Okay,
that's my fault.
Bad.
Nah, you good.
Max,
you good.
Max,
you good.
I guess
you
we
good.
Both
you
took
good.
An L, an L on
you
this
and
one.
Max are good. Y'all good. Y'all good. So I was actually just calling, because I said, you was like, yo, we'll talk about it tomorrow, the game. So I actually did watch it, Doc, and so I'll just give you my rundown. You know, I love Jaden Daniels, obviously, you know. I think he, had like, 19 yards running or something like that, I think. But, you know, good team. You know, Luke McCaffrey, I think he's still, as far as that. I agree with you that as far as tackling, it continues to be the issue. Regardless of not on the field, can you tackle this guy? I mean, it's like they run the season and just not attack them. It's like they scared of that ball. It's like, can we get a turnover? You know, just saying. at the same time, that was a good fumble by Davis. You know, hopefully, you know, he can continue to do his thing. Castro Fields, and I continue to like him as well. And, maybe look for wide receiver, you know, number 2 and 3 as well, you know. But to say something, I definitely feel you on Anthony Lynn. Ron Robinson, if he hasn't shown you what last year when he ran that guy over for the touchdown, he knows exactly who he is. I mean, we know who he is.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We're having some little bit of phone difficulty. Max, you hearing what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'm not sure why, but it's sounding a little robotic, Millie. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, it's almost like we're doing an underwater interview, but it's good. Millie, we appreciate your commitment to help us. And the one thing that I promise you I'm never going to do, and that is overanalyze preseason games. I'm not going to do it. The only thing, the most important thing, is that no one gets hurt. Can I pull value out of this? Yes. Recognition of fronts and reaction with the football from the quarterback, you can't make that up. What you're seeing, you can trust it. If you watch Caleb Williams, how can I praise Caleb Williams and not praise the 5-car? Because they're both doing things that not everyone can do. They just don't do it. By the same token, when Jeff Driskel comes in the game, Dag Nabbit, he does things others don't do. There's no hesitation. He takes charge. He's got that thing that I'm looking for that all the good ones have. He doesn't ask for permission. He does it. He's not meek. He's assertive. This, I said, I need to come out of this with 3 quarterbacks. So if you put Jaden Daniels, I ain't mad at Marcus. I know Marcus Mariota can play. I know he can play. I'm a Pac-12 guy. I saw his work. I ain't worried about that. He'll get the middle of it. And Jeff Driskel. And let me tell you what. I just explained when we opened the show up. If you can get a brother to come from somewhere else, call him up 2 days' notice and tell him, hey, we'd like to come play quarterback for us, and he doesn't fumble the snap, he doesn't mess up the play call, he comes in, and if he gets a little bit of help on the goal line, would have been the hero of the game. Are you kidding me? Trace McSorley. You think he doesn't have that gene? Can you tell when a brother has that gene in him? He's got that. I like the room, Max. I like the room.
It's a good room.
It's a good room, Max. It's not a room that I think I'll end up in last place with. That's my
point. I agree.
If you tell me right now, You can go. I can't think. Every time I think about wagering, I think about Eminem. You call Eminem right now and say, look, man, I want you to slide all the chips in. The odds of this team coming in last place, I will put my mortgage on that. That ain't happening. Now, you may think that's not a heavy bet with the Cowboys and that this outfit's going to be in last place. I can say that with the utmost confidence. And I have no idea what our starting lineups are going to be. But I do that with the confidence that quarterback room is going to produce me somebody that's going to give me the desired result. I make that proclamation when I saw Brian Robinson Jr. run like somebody just, I don't know what they told him, that they just found there was a ransom note, and if he didn't run through stuff, this dude's running like he's in playoff form. He's running like a madman. Love that. Love that. Now, what does that do if they're not blocking up front? He ain't going to run through everybody. I'm just telling you what I'm pulling out of what the short sample size of what we're seeing right now. And I like that. I like that. You may see something that you like. We're running out of time. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Back in a moment. Are you in any Olympic withdrawal mode?
A little bit, yeah. Not like waking up in the morning and not having sports on is it's kind of sucks.
Who wins the hero, the Olympic Hero Award for you?
Ooh, that's
2 weeks.
Man, that's a really good question. I'm not sure. I probably.
You know what? You may not believe this, Bax, but I'm pretty good at this.
It might be. You know what? Steph Curry, because those final two games, he really locked in, hit every shot that he needed to hit. Steph will be my my Olympic MVP.
Yeah, it's that is hard not to have Steph, but I go, had Steph not done what he did, I think KD would have done it.
Yeah, that you're probably right.
In other words, love everything he did, but had he not done it, you cannot convince me that the Durantula would not have done it.
No, KD's. I mean, he was hitting Katie everything Ledecky, when he went cold, but Katie Ledecky is insane.
When you lap people in Olympic competition, and you might be in your last Olympics, dude, you got to show me something more dominating than that, which means all those times you're in a pool at your age, when everybody, well, not everybody, but a large majority of your peers are at happy hour, and you're that dominant. I mean, there were a couple of track and field examples, maybe, but dude, she was out of the film, out of it. You couldn't tell where she was. Oh, boy. What a day it's been here on Overtime. And Max has been, I'm eager. I really want to get one in Philadelphia.
Need one. Need to come away with one.
Yeah, Irvin Walker, as we believe, will be on the bumps. It's one of those games you don't win a series, but you don't want to be swept. And Philly's Philly. We know that firsthand. But you want to get it done, and you just have to, just for your own psyche. You got to be able to get the job done and to get. I think it's so important to get on the board first. I mean, you think about game one, and you get three knocks on the board before you even get to bat. That's tough. Yeah, it's tough. Tough to get it around. You have your Sunday all laid out?
I really don't. I was so focused on the big shift and then coming in and getting this done that I really have no idea what I'm about to do or where I'm about to go.
Well, that's the beauty of being young. Having everything in front of you.
It's true.
And being able to do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah. I even drove here, so I can go literally wherever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's one thing about when the home team's on the road, it does clear things up.
It does. It makes things a little bit easier to get down here.
Yeah, it does.
And
it does.
Keeps the parking yard free on Sundays.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. When they're on the road, and it opens up, it's a beautiful place when they're home because there's the energy, level of energy. And, you know, new players and being in transition, and we know what we're shooting for. We know what it's like. But we also have a promising farm system, and it's producing some diamonds. And we know that and trust it. But this thing I love about baseball, it's not microwave, man. Old school. You got to wake this one out, prep it, base it, wait for it to slow cook. And, you know, there really is no ways to cheat in this process. Do you feel like we've had more arm injuries here recently, or are we just more focused on it because of our loss here with, like, Strasburg?
I don't know. I feel like it's becoming more and more of a thing in the national spotlight because I think MLB is considering putting in a 6-inning minimum for starting pitchers. Like, you won't be able to take them out unless they are A, injured, B, go over 100 pitches, or C, have given up a certain amount of runs or whatever. So I think the MLB is slowly starting to raise their eyebrow towards this.
It's interesting whenever people start putting in a mandate about how a coach should use a player. When you take the feel of it out, that opens up a lot of things. I can find a way to agree with a lot of it, but I understand why they're doing it, because they're trying to protect their investment. Skeens, if you look at the young man in Pittsburgh, they usually don't keep anything long. Think they'd like to hold on to him. And then we'll always have that argument about if you're in the midst of a no-hitter, do you keep a guy in or pull him? When he's under 100 pitches, I say, yeah, that's debatable. Maybe we ought to consider it. You know, makes me think. Makes all of us think a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah. Time for Charlie and Dave to get it done, man. And I feel good. Can't wait. Get my popcorn ready. And let's go Curly W's. Let's get a W.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And we are back here on the home stretch of overtime, getting ready to turn it over, and hopefully we can get a curly W, man. I'm in desperate need of that adrenaline push to start the alien in Lorton. Welcome to overtime.
Hey, Doc. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, talk to me.
You know, I go back to Norm Snead. Okay, I'm 75 now.
Wow.
And I've been an old Redskins fan for a lot of years. When my first K-9 running back was old number 43.
Larry,
I don't know
Brown.
If you ever saw him run that ball in film footage,
it.
But
yeah.
True dome. The reason I've called, I think you mentioned Zion Williams a couple of times.
Yep.
Now, were you talking about the old Zion or the new one? Because I've seen footage of him down at Spartanburg. He is lean, man. If you look at online and look at those new photos, you wouldn't recognize it. So I just wanted to put that information.
I have to check that out. Okay, I have not seen that. I'll have to check that out. You mean Zion is lean?
Lean. I don't know if he's mean yet. I don't know if he can carry skinny as a basketball player.
I can corroborate Alan's reports. He is looking quite thin, and he's looking very muscly. It might be a problem.
Yeah. Well, he much better willpower than our Zion then.
The league may be in trouble. Put it that way.
All right, good deal. Hey, Alan, that's awesome, man.
Okay,
thank you,
man. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You see, man, K-9, they get a bone, they return it. That's awesome help, man, from the community. Connecticut is our next stop. Tim, welcome to overtime.
Thank you, Rick. I wanted to know your opinion, if you have any, of Michael Wiley, the running back, UDFA. I thought he's been okay and worthy of consideration for that third running back spot, because I haven't seen as much from Rodriguez or the other vet they have.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the open. I think you're right. I have such respect for their coach, and it's going to be hard to evaluate just on these games. So I'm going to have to trust what happens in practice, their ability to pick up pass protection, which is probably not discussed enough, the role of a running back. If you listen to anything when B. Mitch is on with J.P. Finley, and he talks about the responsibility of the running back in pass protection and how his value was enhanced chipping on pass rushers and how we failed to do that in this last group in helping our offensive linemen. Although Brian played with maybe three of the best left tackles in the history of the game, he still was instrumental in pass protection and helping guys by tearing up somebody's left leg or right leg, chipping on them and being a threat. So you make a good point. Backs are one of the easiest positions to make on a team, because you got that ball in your hands, you can instantly impress. And if you can catch and run and block, you are hard to take off a football team when you add in your contribution on special teams. So you make a great point. We'll keep abreast of that. That'll make us pay more attention to it. Tim, thank you for that. Kurt on Ashburn, welcome to overtime.
Thanks, Doc. I've talked to you many times in the past. And you know what? Every time I meant to mention something to you and I forgot. And I feel remiss. My parents lived in Sterling when you had the scoreboard. So
Really?
They went over there many times, and they always told me how gracious you were. My dad's a World War II veteran, and you couldn't have been more gracious, and I really appreciate it.
So I thank them, man. We had a ball at the scoreboard, man. It was great times. Team was good. The spirit, we got to bask in the spirit that was started with the earlier 72 George Allen teams, and Burgundy and Gold Pride was, man, it was thick as tripe. It was really, really special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe me, I remember those days because we had just moved here from Detroit in 63. And I was a Lions fan, and my dad was a Lions fan until he saw Bobby Mitchell. I'm a Redskin fan now.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I know what that was like.
Yeah, I bet you do. And unfortunately, you know, Bobby wasn't treated as well as he should have. There was so many jerks around. But anyway, I just want to appreciate, show my appreciation for the way you treated my senior parents when they came over to visit you. Now, let me say, we're talking about Big Tony. I'm a through and through. Went to the first Cavs game ever played here in 100 cents. And as a matter of fact, in the 70s, when there was no ice, the Caps used to come out and play pickup with us at Tyson's Ice Rink. That was cool. But anyway, like it or not, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Pittsburgh Penguins are two of the classiest franchises in all sports.
Agreed.
I always expect them to be in the playoffs, and I always expect them to do the right thing. A lot of it go back to Art Rooney, who is a saint among owners.
Yep. Well, yeah.
You know? And, you know, let's keep things civil, right? Because the Steelers really are a classy organization. And when the Caps won the Stanley Cup, the Penguins took out a whole full page out in the Post congratulating them. So, you know, let's give credit where it's due.
Yeah, no, it's a classy rivalry. Yeah, don't let Big Tony frighten you. He's harmless.
No, he doesn't frighten me. You know, hey, I went to firefighting school in the Navy after that. Nothing fired.
All right, Kirk. Hey, we appreciate the phone call, man. Good memories about your old man out in Herndon at the scoreboard. Man, we had a blast, man. Shout out to Gus Anthony, who was at the Paul Mall when I met Gus. And that is really an old school spot for the Burgundy and Gold. Those of you that have been there, you know exactly what I am talking about. Millie in Atlanta?
Well, I'm not from Atlanta. I'm from the D.C.
but you in Atlanta.
Hello?
Yeah, you sound like you was underwater for a minute. Are you good?
Nah, I was saying not from Atlanta, from Lanham. Lanham.
Oh, Lanham. Okay,
that's my
bad.
Nah, you good.
Max,
you good.
Max,
you good.
I guess
you
we
good.
Both
you
took
good.
An L, an L on
you
this
and
one.
Max are good. Y'all good. Y'all good. So I was actually just calling, because I said you there. You was like, yo, we'll talk about it tomorrow, the game. So I actually did watch it, Doc, and so I'll just give you my rundown. You know, I love Jaden Daniels, obviously, you know. I think, had like 19 yards running or something like that, I think. But, you know, good team. You know, Luke McCaffrey, I think he's still by his, you know what I'm saying, as far as that. I'll say I agree with you as far as tackling, it continues to be the issue. Regardless of on the field, can you tackle the guy? I mean, like they run season and just not tackle them. It's like they scared of that ball. It's like, can we get a turnover? You know, just saying. at the same time, that was a good fumble by Davis. Hopefully, you know, he can continue to do his thing. Castro Fields, probably I continue to like him as well. And, maybe look for a wide receiver, you know, number 2 and 3 as well, you know. But to say something, I definitely feel you on Anthony Lynn. Ron Robinson, if he hasn't shown you what last year when he ran that guy over for a touchdown, he knows exactly who he is. I mean, we know.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We're having some little bit of phone difficulty. Max, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's I'm not sure why, but it's sounding a little robotic, Millie. I'm not sure
what's going
on.
Yeah, it's almost like we're doing an underwater interview, but it's good. Millie, we appreciate your commitment to help us. And the one thing that I promise you I'm never going to do, and that is overanalyze preseason games. I'm not going to do it. The only thing, the most important thing, is that no one gets hurt. Can I pull value out of this? Yes. Recognition of fronts and reaction with the football from the quarterback, you can't make that up. What you're seeing, you can trust it. If you watch Caleb Williams, how can I praise Caleb Williams and not praise the five car? Because they're both doing things that not everyone can do. They just don't do it. By the same token, when Jeff Driskel comes in the game, dag nabbit, he does things others don't do. There's no hesitation. He takes charge. He's got that thing that I'm looking for that all the good ones have. He doesn't ask for permission. He does it. He's not meek. He's assertive. This, I said, I need to come out of this with three quarterbacks. So if you put Jaden Daniels, I ain't mad at Marcus. I know Marcus Mariota can play. I know he can play. I'm a Pac-12 guy. I saw his work. I ain't worried about that. He'll get the middle of it. And Jeff Driskel. And let me tell you what. I just explained when we opened the show up. If you can get a brother to come from somewhere else, call him up 2 days, notice, and tell him, hey, we'd like to come play quarterback for us. And he doesn't fumble the snap. He doesn't mess up the play call. He comes in. And if he gets a little bit of help on the goal line, would have been the hero in the game. Are you kidding me? Trace McSorley. You think he doesn't have that gene? Can you tell when a brother has that gene in him? He's got that. I like the room, Max. I like the room.
It's a good room.
It's a good room, Max. It's not a room that I think I'll end up in last place with. That's my
I agree.
Point. If you tell me right now, you can go. I can't think. Every time I think about wagering, I think about Eminem. You call Eminem right now and say, look, man, I want you to slide all the chips in. The odds of this team coming in last place, I will put my mortgage on that. That ain't happening. Now, you may think that's not a heavy bet. With the Cowboys, and that this outfit's going to be in last place. I can say that with the utmost confidence. And I have no idea what our starting lineups are going to be. But I do that with the confidence that that quarterback room is going to produce me somebody that's going to give me the desired result. I make that proclamation when I saw Brian Robinson Jr. run like somebody just, I don't know what they told him, that they just found there was a ransom note, and if he didn't run through stuff, this dude's running like he's in playoff form. He's running like a madman. Love that. Love that. Now, what does that do if they're not blocking up front? He ain't going to run through everybody. I'm just telling you what I'm pulling out of what the short sample size of what we're seeing right now. And I like that. I like that. You may see something that you like. We're running out of time. Speak now or forever. Hold your peace. Back in a moment. Are you in any Olympic withdrawal mode?
A little bit, yeah. Not like waking up in the morning and not having sports on is, it's kind of sucks.
Who wins the hero, the Olympic Hero Award for you?
Ooh,
after
that's
after 2 weeks.
Man, that's a really good question. I'm not sure. I probably.
You know what? You may not believe this, Bax, but I'm pretty good at this.
It might be. You know what? I'm Steph Curry, because those final two games, he really locked in, hit every shot that he needed to hit. Steph will be my my Olympic MVP.
Yeah, it's that is hard not to have Steph. But I go, had Steph not done what he did, I think KD would have done it.
Yeah, that you're probably right.
In other words, love everything he did. But had he not done it, you cannot convince me that the Durantula would not have done it.
No, KD's, I mean, he was hitting Katie everything Ledecky, and then he went cold. But KD Ledecky is insane.
When you lap people in Olympic competition, and you might be in your last Olympics, dude, you got to show me something more dominating than that, which means all those times you're in a pool at your age, when everybody, well, not everybody, but a large majority of your peers are at happy hour. And you're that dominant. I mean, there were a couple of track and field examples, maybe. But, dude, she was out of the film, out of it. You couldn't tell where she was. Oh, boy. What a day it's been here on Overtime. And, Max, it's been, I'm eager. I really want to get one in Philadelphia.
Need one. Need to come away with one.
Yeah. Irvin Walker, as we believe, will be on the bumps. It's one of those games you don't win a series, but you don't want to be swept. And it's, I mean, Philly's Philly. We know that firsthand. But you want to get it done. And you just have to, just for your own psyche. You got to be able to get the job done and to get. I think it's so important to get on the board first. I mean, you think about game one, and you get three knocks on the board before you even get to bat. That's tough. Yeah, it's tough. Tough to get it around. You have your Sunday all laid out?
I really don't. I was so focused on the big shift and then coming in and getting this done that I really have no idea what I'm about to do or where I'm about to go.
Well, that's the beauty of being young. Having everything in front of you.
It's true.
And being able to do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah. I even drove here, so I can go literally wherever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's one thing about when the home team's on the road, it does clear things up.
It does. It makes things a little bit easier to get down here.
Yeah, it does.
And
it does.
Keeps the parking free on Sundays.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. When they're on the road, and it opens up, it's a beautiful place when they're home because there's a level of energy. And, you know, new players and being in transition and we know what we're shooting for. We know what it's like. But we also have a promising farm system. And it's producing some diamonds. And we know that and trust it. But this thing I love about baseball, it's not microwave, man. Old school. You got to wake this one out, prep it, base it. Wait for it to slow cook. And, you know, there really is no ways to cheat in this process. Do you feel like we've had more arm injuries here recently? Or are we just more focused on it because of our loss here with, like, Strasburg?
I don't know. I feel like it's becoming more and more of a thing in the national spotlight because I think MLB is considering putting in a six-inning minimum for starting pitchers, Like, you won't be able to take them out unless they are A, injured, B, go over 100 pitches, or C, have given up a certain amount of runs or whatever. So I think the MLB is slowly starting to raise their eyebrow towards this.
It's interesting whenever people start putting in a mandate about how a coach should use a player. When you take the feel of it out, that opens up a lot of things. I can find a way to agree with a lot of it, but I understand why they're doing it, because they're trying to protect their investment. Skeens, if you look at the young man in Pittsburgh, they usually don't keep anything long. Think they'd like to hold on to him. And they will always have that argument about, if you're in the midst of a no-hitter, do you keep a guy in or pull him? When he's under 100 pitches, I say, yeah, that's debatable. Maybe we ought to consider it. You know, makes me think. Makes all of us think a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah. Time for Charlie and Dave to get it done, man. And I feel good. Can't wait. Get my popcorn ready. And let's go Curly W's. Let's get a W.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, are you in any Olympic withdrawal mode?
A little bit, yeah. Not like waking up in the morning and not having sports on is kind of sucks.
Who wins the hero, the Olympic Hero Award for you?
Ooh,
after 2 weeks.
Man, that's a really good question. I'm not sure. I probably.
You know what? You may not believe this, Bax, but I'm pretty good at this.
It might be. You know what? I'm Steph Curry, because those final two games, he really locked in, hit every shot that he needed to hit. Steph will be my Olympic MVP.
Yeah, it's that is hard not to have Steph. But I go, had Steph not done what he did, I think KD would have done it.
Yeah, that you're probably right.
In other words, love everything he did. But had he not done it, you cannot convince me that the Durantula would not have done it.
No, he was hitting Katie everything Ledecky, and then he went cold. But KD Ledecky is insane.
When you lap people in Olympic competition, and you might be in your last Olympics, dude, you got to show me something more dominating than that, which means all those times you're in a pool at your age, when everybody, well, not everybody, but a large majority of your peers are at happy hour, and you're that dominant. I mean, there were a couple of track and field examples, maybe. But, dude, she was out of the film, out of it. You couldn't tell where she was. Oh, boy. What a day it's been here on Overtime. And Max has been, I'm eager. I really want to get one in Philadelphia.
Need one. Need to come away with one.
Yeah. Urban Walker, as we believe, will be on the bumps. It's one of those games you don't win a series, but you don't want to be swept. And it's, I mean, Philly's Philly. We know that firsthand. But you want to get it done. And you just have to, just for your own psyche. You got to be able to get the job done and to get, I think it's so important to get on the board first. I mean, you think about game one and you get three knocks on the board before you even get to bat. That's tough. Yeah, it's tough. Tough to get it around. You have your Sunday all laid out?
I really don't. I was so focused on the big shift and then coming in and getting this done that I really have no idea what I'm about to do or where I'm about to go.
Well, that's the beauty of being young. And having everything in front of you.
It's true.
And being able to do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah. I even drove here, so I can go literally wherever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's one thing about when the home team's on the road, it does clear things up.
It does. It makes things a little bit easier to get down here.
Yeah, it does.
And
it does.
Keeps the parking yard free on Sundays.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place when they're on the road, and it opens up. It's a beautiful place when they're home because there's a level of energy. And, you know, new players and being in transition and we know what we're shooting for. We know what it's like. But we also have a promising farm system and it's producing some diamonds. And we know that and trust it. But this thing I love about baseball, it's not microwave, man. Old school. You got to wait this one out, prep it, base it, wait for it to slow cook. And, you know, there really is no ways to cheat in this process. Do you feel like we've had more arm injuries here recently, or are we just more focused on it because of our loss here with, like, Strasburg?
I don't know. I feel like it's becoming more and more of a thing in the national spotlight because I think MLB is considering putting in a six-inning minimum for starting pitchers. Like, you won't be able to take them out unless they are A, injured, B, go over 100 pitches, or C, have given up a certain amount of runs or whatever. So I think the MLB is slowly starting to raise their eyebrow towards this.
It's interesting whenever people start putting in a mandate about how a coach should use a player. When you take the feel of it out, that opens up a lot of things. I can find a way to agree with a lot of it, but I understand why they're doing it because they're trying to protect their investment. Skeens, if you look at the young man in Pittsburgh, they usually don't keep anything long. Think they'd like to hold on to him. And they will always have that argument about if you're in the midst of a no-hitter, do you keep a guy in or pull him? When he's under 100 pitches, I say, yeah, that's debatable. Maybe we ought to consider it. You know, makes me think. Makes all of us think a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah. Time for Charlie and Dave to get it done, man. And I feel good. Can't wait. Get my popcorn ready. And let's go Curly W's. Let's get a W.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.